What's up, everyone? All right, so here we are Monday morning. I'm boldly wearing red and finishing in the green. Happy with that, up $1,200. Today's a day where I actually had horrible accuracy. I took four trades and I'm green on only one of them. So 25% accuracy today versus 75% accuracy, or like 73% for the entire month of October. So, you know, a little bit of a dip in accuracy today, a little bit of a, you know, whatever, you know, abnormality to be that low. But the reality is, I can still be green as long as the winners are bigger than the losers. That's what really matters. So the three losers were $700, $800, and I think $400. And the one winner was $3,200. And with the potential to be a $15,000 winner if that trade really worked. So, you know, that's kind of what I go for is, you know, I look for trades that have base hit potential or maybe home run potential with a really good probability of being a solid base hit. And whenever I take those trades, I try to risk as little as possible. So even on the trade where I had the potential to make $15,000, my initial risk was only about $1,000. So that'd be a 15-to-1 profit loss ratio, which is awesome. So another green day here. Well, second green day of the month. I was red on Friday, but, you know, getting myself back in the driver's seat in the green and, you know, beginning of the week, that feels good. It's a nice way to start the week. So we'll be back at it first thing tomorrow morning, 9:15 for pre-market analysis. Hoping for a couple more good trades, you know, gap scans, Momo scanner alerts, and, you know, keep booking those profits. All right, so I'll see you guys first thing tomorrow morning. Any questions, any comments, leave them below, and I'll answer them later this afternoon. All right, everyone. So time for our midday market recap here. Finished the morning up $1,281.68. And that's a green day. You know, I can be happy with that. Today is a Monday. Redemption, getting back, you know, a little bit of those profits that I lost on the red day on Friday. So, you know, overall, that's great. But when we look at the P&L, you're going to see that it's not really what I want it to be. I'm red in my IRA account right here, $1,257. That is very disappointing. I really don't like having red days in the IRA. So, you know, that one, that's just frustrating. But, you know, it is what it is. So red there, and then up $2,500 in my main account. So, you know, today's one of those days where I'm actually red on three out of four names, but I'm still walking away green. So even though I only have 25% accuracy today, I'm up $1,200. You know, and that says something about profit loss ratio. That's really what it's all about. None of these losses are more than $1,000. And then the one trade that worked out, a $3,200 winner. So it makes up for all the losers. Even with only 25% accuracy, you know, I'm green today. So I'm happy about that. We'll go over kind of each of these four trades, but it's definitely, you know, disappointing to have red days in the IRA. I felt pretty confident on ESCON, but then that one failed. And by that point I was already in CHCI. And so I sort of knew that that was probably not going to be good for the CHCI trade. Today was one of those days where we just didn't have the level of momentum that I was sort of expecting. And so a little bit of a, you know, disappointing morning in that sense, but, you know, a day where I'm walking away with more money than I had 2 hours ago. So, you know, progress is good. All right. So I'm going to push this down here. I'll put the, Lightspeed account there and the IRA account, right here. Okay. So, first trade of the day was AYTU. Now, this was off of our gap scanner. So remember, every morning starts the same way. You know, it's just the kind of, you know, it's our morning routine. So I'm looking at the gap scanner and looking at the stocks that are going to open higher this morning than they closed yesterday. And we can see the leading gapper is INUV. Gapping up 168%. Now, as it turns out, this stock has entered into a definitive merger agreement. And so I usually don't like to trade merger agreements, either when stocks are being bought out or they're merging. That's just not really the strongest catalyst in my experience. So that one I left alone. Next one down, AYTU. On this one, I'm looking at the pre-market chart. And, you know, you kind of do have first pullback, second pullback, and I ended up buying the third pullback. I have a rule that I don't usually buy the third pullback. I like to buy the first and second. However, the only time that I will buy the third pullback is when it happens right at the open, because what we often see is a squeeze right out of the gates. Unfortunately, on this one, that is not what we saw. I jumped in it out of the gates. It dipped down for just a second. It then surged up over $1.55 right here. So I got in with 9,000 shares at $6,000 shares at $1.55, and then I added another 3,000 shares at $1.57. All right, so 9,000 share position, and then I stopped out at 48 for a $736 loss. You know, it dropped down to 39, so my stop was good. I saved myself 900 bucks by getting out fast, but it just didn't hold up. So disappointing that it didn't touch the pre-market high of 65. I was looking for a break over 65. So about a 7 to 15 cent profit target, and in this case, a 7 cent loss. So that was my first trade on AYTU. My second trade was on PLAG. Now, this one was also on the gap scanners. You can see right here, gapping up 10% this morning. I had it on watch as, you know, a stock just to keep an eye on, because you never know with these. It's obviously a former runner, as you can see here, from the day that it went from $2 to $11, then came all the way back down, but then it squeezed back up, sideways consolidation, whatever. I'm watching it for a move, you know, up to the high side. So the bell rings, and it's kind of sideways, 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 and then right here it pops up to 530, and as it goes up to 540 and 550, that's where I jumped in. So I'm in this at 549, 551, adding at 558, adding at 552, adding at 593, and adding at $6. So on this one, I took 15,000 shares. And you can see I'm adding within a 50 cent range. My first position is at 550, and my last add was at $6. So I really was pretty aggressive on this one. And the reason is because I looked at this on the daily chart as having potential if it broke over $6 to go up to $6.45. And if it broke six, it has room all the way back up to this high right here, which is $8.74. So this to me was a definite home run potential type of stock. And so I stepped up to the plate with pretty big size on it. As you can see, it squeezes up here, it taps six, it pulls back, it then surges up over six. Doesn't hold that level, it pulls back, and so right in here, I sell about 10,000 shares. I'm still holding 5,000 through here, through here, through here, and I end up selling them right here. I gave it a chance to make a new high and pop up right here at 87. It made a new high, but didn't go immediately to high a day, and so my stop was the low of the pullback, and I stopped out right here as it came back down. So I was actually up closer to $4,000 on it, and then because I added at six, I sold that for a loss. But this was a green trade with $3,000 with the potential to make anywhere from $7,500 to maybe even $15,000. And my max risk on this, when I first got in, with 3,000 shares and then 6,000, I'm really only risking about 10, 15 cents. So risking about $600 and then $1,500 maybe at most. And then profit was $3,200. And that was worst case scenario of a green trade, because it didn't really work out as well as I hoped it would. So that's really good profit loss ratio. So that was my first and second trades of the day. And that was all I did in the main account. So $2,500 here in this account. And that actually makes up for almost all of Friday's loss, which is good. And my Friday's loss was in Friday's loss was in the main account. Got my calendar here. So, yeah, actually, I didn't even write it in the calendar. I'll have to go back and check. But I was down about 3,000 on Friday. So minus 3.2K approximately. And then today is the 202nd trading day of the year, plus $1,281.68. All right, so it's in the calendar. There we go. Reminder, everyone, tomorrow is election day. Okay, so we've got, so that's all I did in the main account. All right, so then I've got the IRA. So I close up the trade on PLAG, and I'm like, all right, I'm feeling a little momentum, right? A nice big green trade. I went from red on the day back into the green by, you know, $3,800. So now I'm watching the scanners, and let's see, I'm gonna reset this scanner for this morning. All right, so boom, 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 CLSD, yep, PLAG, yep, SCON hits the scanner. It hits the scanner, rips up. I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, you know, I just had a big momentum trade. It looks like the market's starting to pick up. So it squeezes up here and I jump in it. Now, yes, the truth is when you look at this, it's easy for you to say, Ross, you know, you just jumped into a stock squeezing up. You didn't wait for the pullback or anything like that. In this instance, the trade didn't work. However, what happens more often than not is they squeeze up like this. They get halted, which this did. It halted at 45, or no, sorry, it halted at 35, and I was in it at, I got a partial fill on this, where was my entry? At 35, 400 shares. So I'm in 400 shares at 35, whatever. It then squeezes up, taps a high of 50, and I added at 47, so I have a new cost basis of 44, or right around 40, and what typically happens is they squeeze up, they get halted, they open higher, and they make these kind of big parabolic moves. The daily chart, this stock shows, you know, it has a good amount of room. 200 moving average is the level that I look at. So I really thought this one, you know, had the look. The only thing it was missing was news. However, you know, what I said earlier about the bite first, ask questions later, that's kind of the mentality with a lot of momentum traders. You see something starting to take off, and, you know, we often jump into it. And then we look and see what's the catalyst, what's causing it. And sometimes these end up fading, as this one did, and other times they end up holding up pretty well, continuing higher, and being the stock that does go to $5, $6, $7 in one day on no news. It just starts to take off. So anyways, I'm in it with 400 shares. I add coming out of the halt, looking to scalp it from 50 up to 60, maybe 75, and it immediately flashes down to 220. It drops down a little bit further to 214. I'm waiting for the first 1 minute candle to make a new high. My stop is now the low of the pullback. This candle doesn't make a new high. It drops down and I stop out. So lost $843 on that trade. Really just so disappointing to have that happen in the IRA account. I just, you know, can't afford these types of losses. And now this is my second pretty big red day in the IRA account. So that's SCON, and while I'm in SCON, CHCI pops up and does the same thing. And I'm like, okay, it's another one taking off. I'm gonna jump in it. I jump in it, as it squeezes up, I get filled at 79 with 2,000 shares right here and right here, and it opens and drops back down to 250, right? 246. So I lose $400 on that one. Now this one ended up holding up and eventually going all the way back up to $3, but, you know, I follow the rules and stopped out. So kind of disappointing to have those two stocks take off in this surge of momentum and just buy the top and then get stopped out of them. You know, I mean, it's sort of the luck of the draw that sometimes that happens. Now, what I want to do is I want to show you guys my, my October statements here. So I just uploaded my broker statements for the month of October. So these are all posted now on the website. Oops, let me just go back here. Okay, so if you go to our website and you scroll down, what's going on here? You scroll down to the very bottom, you'd see earnings and broker statements right here. All right, so 2017, 2018. I keep the last 2 years on here. All right, so anyways, October is right here. So this is where I finished the month of October. $42,000 in net profits after commissions, which is great. This is net. Number of winning trades, I only took 102 trades. So figure 102 trades, that's about 25 trades a week, right? 25 trades a week, four weeks out of the month, that's 100 trades. So 25 trades a week, you know, that's about 5 trades a day. 5 times 5 equals 25, 25 times 4 equals 100. So, you know, averaging about 5 trades a day with 73% accuracy in the month of October. That's nice. That's actually about 5% above average for me. So that's nice to see, 73%. Nice little bump there. Average winning trade, $900. Average losing trade, $957. Profit loss ratio dips a little down below the 1-to-1 ratio that we usually look for. It's hard to do dots with this thing. Anyways, so that, you know, that's a little bit disappointing. The one thing I wish maybe is that either I could have tightened up some of those losers or had more big winners. My biggest winner was $9,000. That's nice. Biggest loser, $3,400. So I would say, you know, it just sort of looks like I had a lot of ending up being small winners that brought down that average and maybe a couple of bigger losers. And part of the other thing with the profit loss ratio, since I only had 27 losers, you know, a few bigger ones do bring up that average. And maybe if I had had more break-even trades that were just minus $10 or something like that, those wouldn't have been as bad. It would have brought my average back down. But anyways, commissions and fees, about $3,000 in fees, $1,700 in commission. So $4,800 in fees and commissions. So I'd be up $46,000 if it weren't for fees and commissions. So they account for about 10% of my profit, right around there. But this is just kind of a high level. And of, you know, all of these trades, I was doing a lot of the things of what I did today on CHCI, SCON. Today just happens to be a day where, you know, I was kind of on the wrong side of, you know, the momentum line. So I've got my traditional margin trading account. This is my P&L and everything for the month. And then I've got my IRA trading account right down here, which was a $1,300 loss on the month. Made $400 and then lost $1,700 on that day. So disappointing there. You know, again, to be red last month and be red again so far this month, also by about $1,200. It's going to be about the same, $1,300. So, you know, I got the rest of the month turned around. Just kind of showing you this so you guys get a sense of overall, you know, this method works really well. Today's a day where, you know, I'm a little below my accuracy target, but the profit loss ratio is strong, and that's good. So you guys are always welcome to review these. I'm one of the only traders out there that posts these types of broker statements. So from $583.15 to $1,000,000, I'm at $749,000 as of the end of October, with $414,000 this year and $335,000 last year. So this is probably going to be a challenge that carries me into 2019. So we'll have, you know, 3 years combined here, but it's pretty exciting. You can go to 2017 to see the very beginning of the challenge, which was on SureTrader right here, Swiss America. This was sort of, you know, where it all started. Let's see, there we go. I gotta update this image. I don't know why this is kind of a small version, but anyways, $41,000 at SureTrader before I moved the money out and started trading at a US broker. So it's been a pretty fun journey here, and still, about 25% left to go, 75% of the way there. So just a little update on that challenge and where it stands. I know a lot of you guys have gone back and watched on YouTube, like the very first video in this challenge, the $583. It originally was $583 to $100,000. And then I, once I crossed 100K in like a month and a half, I was like, all right, what's next? So let's see, let me search my videos here. Sort by most popular. Okay. All right, so you guys, many of you guys have seen this, 4.8 million views on the most popular one. Three videos above a million views right now. But this is the one. Day trading, starting with $583 at ShareTrader. This was day one of the small account challenge.
And the best way to do that is just to go for basics. All right, so $100 here.
There we go. So I'll post this. Check out video one from the $583, $15 to $1 million challenge. All right. There we go. Yeah, so you're welcome to check that out if you want. But, you know, really what I do today is no different from what I was doing almost 2 years ago at the very beginning of the challenge. It's really just, you know, starting with, you know, one trade each day, trying to get green, build the momentum. Today I started red, but was able to get back on the second trade into the green, taking a couple scalp trades, couple momentum trades, trying to keep the winners bigger than the losers, and slow and steady wins the race. Added a new scan here for former low float Momo stock. I'm going to test this out for a couple days, and then if I like it, I'll add it to the Warrior Pro classes for our students. All right, so anyways, that's about it for me. I hope you guys have a great afternoon. We'll be back at it first thing tomorrow morning, 9:15 for pre-market analysis. And hopefully we will have, you know, a couple of good stocks on the scanners. I can keep making a little bit of money. I'm going to have to wait till Wednesday again to trade in the IRA account, but whatever. Just going to try not to sweat that too much. Maybe I just need to wait on trading in that until we have, like, really official strong momentum. You know, I've been kind of jumping the gun on it the last few times I've traded in it and obviously lost money. So I'll try to pull it back together with that account. But, you know, green is good. I have more money in my pocket than I had 2 hours ago. So that's always good progress. All right. So anyways, that's it for me. I'll see you guys first thing tomorrow morning. Those of you watching on Facebook and YouTube, leave comments below. Give us a thumbs up if you like the videos. And I'll see you guys in the morning. All right. Bye, everyone. If you're still watching, you must have really enjoyed that video. So why not subscribe and get email alerts anytime I upload new content? Remember, when you subscribe, you become a member of the Warrior Trading family.